A baby girl weighing just over 400 grams when she was born is spending her first day at home in Dublin. Baby Maya Duta has been cared for in the neonatal unit at the Rotunda Hospital for almost 4 months, and she's the smallest baby cared for by the team there. In a moment, we'll be talking to Michael Boyle, who's consultant neonatologist at the Rotunda. But first, Carol Coleman asked Maya's mother, Sifito, about her daughter's extraordinary birth.
Maya was born on the 21st of December 2024 in Rotunda Hospital. She was born weighing 485 grams.
She must have been very premature. When were you expecting her to arrive?
I was expecting her March, on the 26th of March. I couldn't recognize it at all because she was very, very tiny. So she had to stay in the incubator for 2 weeks before I got to touch her. It was a difficult time, trust me, because I was not really expecting that to happen. I was hoping that I'm going to care full time, but it happened.
How is she doing now? I think we hear her in the background.
Yeah, she is feeding proper. She was in the ICU from December, and she was discharged yesterday after 116 days. Weighing 2.3 kg now.
Oh, 2.3 kg. And you got to ring the bell yesterday. How did that feel to
yes,
be leaving?
I did. Trust me, it was a bit like a very huge sense of relief. Having stayed there for 3 months, it was a long stay for us.
And you were obviously in there with her every day?
Yes, I was going there every day. I was in college my whole time. So every time from college, I would then go to see her in the afternoon.
And being the smallest baby that they've ever cared for, how do you feel about that?
They actually prepared me before everything happened. They told me it was a like 50-50 chance of survival. And they were hoping that she becomes who she is now. And we had a great night last night.
She
didn't actually give me any issues. I was thinking maybe she's going to be difficult finding sleeping, but no, she did well.
What are your hopes for this little girl's future?
I'm hoping that she doesn't have any medical issues along the way. I just hope she grows strong as she did it while in the ICU, that she never did have any like issues like with brain bleeds and stuff. I so hope that she has a smooth journey going forward.
And you will tell her all about this when she grows up?
I've been documenting this every day since day one. So she'll get to see everything, all the pictures and videos of her since day one.
And that was Sifeto Duba, who's Maya's mam. She was talking there to our reporter, Carol Coleman. I think we could hear Maya in the background as well. We can talk now to Michael Boyle of the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin. Michael, this is a fantastic story, fantastic news. Tell us about baby Maya and how she came into the world.
Absolutely. Maya was born in December, and we have a very active and fantastic fetal medicine team who were monitoring the pregnancy for a number of weeks because she wasn't growing very well. The placenta wasn't working as well as we would like it to be, and she was what we would call as very growth restricted. She's certainly not the small, not the youngest baby we've looked after. She was born just over 26 weeks, but when she was delivered, her birth weight was just over 400 grams. But when we brought her to the neonatal unit and we cut the cord and removed the clamp, she went down to 380 grams. So she was super, super tiny.
Yeah, absolutely tiny. I mean, to give us an idea, 380 grams, what would we be talking about there? I mean, we're talking about somebody who's very small indeed.
Very small. She fit into my hand. I was at her delivery. She was a tiny little thing, but she was mighty from the get-go. She was on a breathing machine for maybe the first 3 weeks or so, or first 4 weeks of life. And as you can imagine, you know, we have excellent nursing staff who are so skilled looking after these tiny, tiny babies, but trying to get lines and put, you know, all of the medications that she needs into someone that small is quite a challenge. So it's very much a team sport with all the doctors and nurses and physiotherapists and everybody involved making her to get to this stage, and obviously Sabeto as well.
Yeah, and it was lovely to hear Maya chattering away in the background there. So she's obviously doing well.
She's a sassy girl. She's
plenty to say.
She does.
Can you give us an idea of the sort of care that we're talking about? Because she has been in hospital for a long time now.
Yeah. So as we said, she was very small. She's not really fully developed. And when you're even smaller than you should be, your gut is not going to work particularly well. So you can't, you know, go on to full breast milk straight away. So we'd have to grade that up very slowly. And we would support that with parenteral nutrition or a drip that gives all her nutrition into the vein. We were really fortunate to have excellent support from the breast milk bank in Enniskillen. And it's really important for these tiny, tiny babies to get breast milk where possible. And until we were able, we would be able to support them with their own mother's milk, or if mums can't provide their own milk for whatever reason, we are supported by donor breast milk, and it's a massive part of what we do. But it's intensive care for a very long time. One-to-one nursing care would be ideal, and the nurses that look after these babies are phenomenally skilled, as well as the doctors, the consultants, and the junior doctors involved in their care.
It must be hugely satisfying for all of you, is it, when you see a little baby who's born, you know, so many weeks premature and is so small, when you see her being able to go home?
Oh, the excitement yesterday was only amazing. You know, everyone was gathered around watching her ring the bell. There wasn't a dry eye in the house. And we're just all so, so pleased. She's a gorgeous woman and she's such a great mum. And to have this lovely story and see that fantastic little girl go home, it just, you know, we've the best job in the world. There's no two ways about it.
And will Maya need additional care now that she has gone home?
So all of her preterm babies would be followed up for the first 2 years of life. So it doesn't stop just when they leave the NICU. And we have a very busy follow-up program. She would be deemed high risk just given her gestation and her size. All of her head scans and everything that we would have done so far would be pointing towards a really, you know, we'd be very hopeful that she'd do really well. She's fully feeding herself. She doesn't need any breathing support. And we've got really nice normal head scans, which is exactly the way we'd like to be at this stage. But she'll be very closely monitored by myself in outpatient clinic and by my physiotherapy colleagues, who will be keeping a very close eye on her from a developmental perspective.
Well, that's just lovely to hear. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon, because I know you're fairly busy.
No worries. It's an absolute pleasure. Anything we can do to kind of raise the profile of the wonderful work that gets done here and celebrate these wonderful people.
Well, congratulations to you all. And thank you very much.